everyone, and welcome back to my podcast. Today we are going to be talking about speculation map number one. Yay! I know we have been talking about speculations all last two episodes. So the first speculation is of South America. Last year there was a Halloween Horror Nights house in Hollywood called the Creatures of South America. I don't remember the exact name. I'm so sorry. But I think that Universal in Orlando can maybe pull this off. These were creatures in Latin America. And I know that they did a house in 31 called El Chupacabra. And that was a really, really, really cool house. And so, yeah. So going back up, by the way, these are all the sound stages. We have a filmware, and this is something that's really cool, is that Horror Night Nightmares has given us the opportunity to tell us what is the IPs and what is not this year by having a little filmware for the IPs. So this is an IP. It's kind of a weird, kind of interesting mask. At first when I saw it, it reminded me of Scream. No, Scream is not coming to the event, but the mask kind of reminded me of it. And, you know, I don't know what could be coming. I'm sorry. So then, as we move up towards the New York area, we have a symbol for a Cadillac. And if anybody knows Ghostbusters, there's a rumor that the Ecto Run could be in the parade this year. It could be in the house. So there was a Cadillac that was purchased from somebody. So yes, now is it going to be Ghostbusters the original? Is it going to be 1 and 2? I'm not 100% sure. Is it going to be the new movies? Because the new movie, Frozen Empire, is coming out next Friday. I am not the biggest fan of compilation houses. Yes, they have worked in the past, but for me, I feel that like one house gets more attention than the other property. A good thing about this is Stranger Things. I feel like season 2 got more love than season 3, which I'm a big fan of season 3. So, going up next is an original, and I think this is going to be Universal Classic Monsters because it's half black, half white. Somebody was saying tiki on one of the YouTubes that I was watching. I think it's Universal Classic Monsters. I think it would be really cool considering Epic Universe is going to be coming out next year, that we get a Universal Classic Monsters. Some people are thinking Dracula. Some people are thinking maybe, you know, we have Frankenstein, the Wolfman, and Dracula to kick off Epic Universe. That'd be really cool. Now we are going towards the Fast and the Furious area. This is where Chucky was last year, and I cannot remember the other spring tint, but we have a lollipop. This is so freaking cool. And a lot of people, including myself, are thinking Mazer Sweets was a character from Halloween Horror Nights 31. He was in the Scare Zone in New York, and this was actually like my third favorite Scare Zone. It was so cool. I absolutely loved it. And he was a character. He was giving out candy to all the children, and let's just say they were going a little wild. I can't really say what they were doing. Sweets Revenge, such a great scare zone. And next to it, we have something called Unknown IP. Honestly, people, this could be anything. There's rumors of Terrifier going around. I want Beetlejuice. I seriously want Beetlejuice too. So, because I'm a huge Beetlejuice fan. And so now we're going to Diagon Alley in the Sprung Tents. And what's going to be really interesting is, sadly this year, we're all losing to the parade buildings where The Last of Us and Universal Classic Monsters were, because we're getting, hopefully, it is in rumors right now, the parade is coming back, and so they're gonna need the parade buildings for the parade floats. Guess what? We got something early. We have Death Eaters. Woohoo! I loved seeing the Death Eaters last year. And yes, I know that it was the most crowded the Diagon Alley has been since opening day. Trust me, I was there like the first 2 weeks of Diagon Alley opening. But I loved seeing the Death Eaters, and they had like a little show where they did, like, they were dueling with somebody. It was just so cool. So I love that they have that the Death Eaters are possibly coming back. And so where Dr. Oddfellow's tent was last year, oh my god, this was such a good tent, is, okay, so anybody that still has the silent button on their iPad or their phone, because I know that iPhone has changed it with the new version, that's what this is. And a lot of people are saying that it's a quiet place. Okay, I don't know about the first movie. I haven't seen any of these movies And they're saying that the first one that's coming out in June is supposedly going to be like how this franchise came to be, kind of like a prequel. And I could take that, because I'm sorry, there is no way that you're going to have people like stay quiet in a Halloween Horror Nights house. Like, a lot of people who have been to the event, and I'm probably going to experience this one day, saying that these are like really loud houses. And so having a complete silent house would be a little creepy. All right, so now we're going to the back of the Polk, and these are where all the spunk tents are. We'll get to this scare zones and the shows in a little bit, because so we have something called unknown original. So there is a code name going around called Cobbler. Now, there was a movie last year that came out called Thanksgiving. Now, I do not think this is an IP. I do not see this coming to Horror Nights. However, it'd be really cool if Universal took their own spin on Thanksgiving, because they can do that. And what they can do with holiday houses, we had one in 21 called H.R. Blood and Guts. It was a character. And what he did was he took different holidays and kind of made them creepy. Oh my goodness, I've heard this house was so good. Sadly, there are no videos, even though I have seen like the introductory video, but there are no videos of this house, but everybody loved it. I think it'd be really cool if they took their own take on Thanksgiving, because I have done it. There also was a house, I can't remember the year, but it was Psychoscarapy Home for the Holidays, and it was Universal's take on Christmas, and I heard that was a really great house too. So if they could take something like that and do Thanksgiving, or maybe we are not getting one house from Hollywood. What if we got Holidays in Hell? Because that was such a great house. I loved it. I want to see it come to Orlando. You know, that'd be really cool. I don't know. It's up in the air. And then next to it, now these spunk tents, from what they look like they're all the way in the back of the park. So get your walking shoes, people. Is a kind of centaur looking thing. And this would be really cool because I love Greek mythology, and we haven't had a Greek mythology house in a really long time at Halloween Horror Nights. And I know a lot of people are speculating about Poseidon's Fury possibly being a house. I don't know how that would work. I really loved Dueling Dragons last year, and I know that like Universal is finally paying attention to the fact that, hey, we actually like these properties. And so yeah, it'd be interesting. I would love a Greek mythology house. I love like Greek mythology, and I think it'd be really cool to take kind of a like interesting turn with this. And so yeah, I could totally see that. And next, we have our very last house. By the way, we do have 10. I know that in the past episode, there was like only 9 names or 10 names or 8, sorry, for code names. But some of these did not have code names. And guess what? We have a moon and the stars, and it's an IP. What are you guys thinking? Freddy Krueger. So there is a rumor. It came out. I was at the store with my mom, and I was on Instagram, and a Horror Night, I can't remember if it was some Horror Night Instagram, came out and said, what do you guys think about seeing Nightmare on Elm Street come to the event? I'm for it. I'm not a Freddy fan, because I'm not a horror fan, but I do know who he is, and I think this house would be really cool. Also, again, another anniversary house. To have an IP be mentioned in another show like Stranger Things, and also have the original actor who played Freddy Krueger in Stranger Things, oh my goodness. So, like, that is how well known Nightmare on Elm Street is. So, Mr. Freddy has not had his own house since 2007. That was Halloween Horror Nights 17, and it was called Dreamwalkers. And apparently, it was a really great house. And then we have not seen Freddy since Freddy vs. Jason in 2015. So, that is it for the houses. So, when it comes to the scare zones, it's all unknown. I haven't heard any rumors. We're probably not going to hear anything until maybe the summer again. But yes, we do have 5 scare zones, so that's a good sign. And we also have 2 shows. So, there was a rumor going around from Elisa Steller on Theme Park Stop that Fear Factor could be torn down. This might not be the case because they're showing a fire symbol, which is for the show that Nightmare Fuel. This would be their 4th year at the event, which is pretty cool. They just won an award for best Halloween show by IAPA. Congratulations to them. And so we could see them possibly come back. Yeah, and then we have another show in the Animal Actor Building. And this one's interesting because it looks like a turret, which is the thing that's on top of a castle. And it has an IP. It has a firmware, so it's an IP. A lot of people are speculating Beetlejuice. That'd be really cool. We haven't seen the ghost with the most. He used to actually have a show at Universal. It was called Beetlejuice Graveyard Review. And it was really interesting because it was all the Universal classic monsters kind of singing like rock songs. So it was, I've seen it. I didn't actually see it when I was there, but I saw it on YouTube. And it was really cool. And then back in the day, some Halloween Horror Nights 24, the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And I actually really liked this show because at the time it was the only thing I could watch that wasn't scary. And then for a while I actually, like, you know, was really invested kind of in the property. And so I could see this show hopefully returning. What's going to be interesting though is, yes, there was used to be shows in the Animal Actors Theater. I think they were like magic shows or something. I just really hope that they, like, it isn't too, like, there isn't too much noises because the animals do actually, like, I think they sleep there. I don't know where they sleep, but, like, yeah. So I don't know. That could just be a rumor, but it'd be really interesting. Yes, there is a rumor that there is going to be a nighttime show coming back to Universal. It might have drones. That'd be really awesome. However, I do not see this show turning over like the Marathon of Mayhem one was, which, RIP to that show. So if there was free shows, that'd be awesome, but I don't see Universal turning it over too quickly. They might still run the summer version during Halloween Horror Nights, which would be really cool because it's supposed to, yeah, I don't know. But yeah, that's it for the speculation map, peeps. I cannot believe it. We got something during many people's spring break. If you guys have listened to my episode last year, I was saying that I might have had to talk about something during spring break. And so I am now. Is this the latest we've gotten speculation maps? No. I remember getting announcements like a few years ago in Halloween Horror Nights 28 and 29, back in April, back in March, back in, you know, I think last year's speculation map was in February. So, however, we still don't have dates. So, I don't know what, I mean, I know Universal is busy with Epic. I know they're busy with DreamWorks, the new Kid Zone area, which is supposed to be opening this summer. I know that they are busy with the new Kids Park in Texas. And also, we have the Las Vegas, which we still haven't heard anything about. So, yeah, Universal is pretty dang busy. Also, the fact that there's going to be a parade, there's going to be a nighttime show. Oh, and I want to go back to the mask guy, the face. Some people are saying it is the character from the comic books from last year. So that'd be kind of cool if it was. I completely forgot about that guy. But yeah, that is it, everyone. So have a great and spooky day. Bye.